Okay, good morning, Sir Ballesteros. Why don't we discuss about the what point of view of the Wikipedia. And this is the advantage of Wikipedia. Can you cite the other point of view, which is the disadvantages of the Wikipedia?
About neutral point of view, they say that neutral point of view, at least from what we know, is that supposedly it's the best way to forward the message because you're not taking sides. Now, the problem with writing using POV is that there will be cases where sometimes that is not the case, and where you really have to be subjective or not depending on the sources, and therefore you have to try to work within POV as much as possible. In other cases, however, some people have not liked the NPOV policy or the neutral point of view policy precisely because it hinders the freedom of editors to write the way that an article ought to be written. Now, double-edged sword yun kasi, yung parang sa isang banda, pwede naman na nakokontrol mo yung panig ng mga fakungkot, yung mga editor. Parang hindi sila biased. Pero sa kabilang banda naman, para nalilimit mo yung kakayahan nila ng pag-edit in the way that you see it fit. If something deserves a viewpoint, and the viewpoint does not come out as being neutral, there will be cases where there are edit conflicts arising from that. So although NPOV is a very contentious policy, it is still one of the hallmarks of Wikipedia, largely because we're supposed to be, when we're writing our research articles, when we're writing a big encyclopedia, we're supposed to be neutral. And we're not supposed to take sides. That's what it's we want.
Okay, thank you. Another question.
Sir, how you said a while ago that that means disadvantage of this, some cases are uncontrollable, right, sir? So can you read how the Wikipedia is reliable for those three researches, sir? Can you scale it from zero as the lowest and 100 is the highest?
You know,
can you rate it, sir?
I will give my rating, of course. But as I mentioned earlier, no, I don't use Wikipedia for scholarly work, for general things, even for, I'm a debater, the other day of debate society, so even for debating, I use Wikipedia for my research. I tend to put my trust in Wikipedia in terms of its accuracy at least around 90 to 95. It depends really on the article and it depends really on what the content is, because there will be cases where the article is in desperate need of work and you have to work on it. That's the reason why we're here today, and as what George would have mentioned earlier, you would all be likewise be encouraged to participate in the projects, because if there is something wrong, or if there is something that you feel is not right with an article on Wikipedia, kaya nyo namang makinig, kaya ka, di ba, meron nung battle na nakasabi yung edit this page, or in the Philippine Tagalog version, baguhin ang pahina, or in an equivalent in the Philippine language Wikipedia. So, if you think that there is something that you like to add, correct, you're free to do so. And that's the beauty of it. If you think that something needs to be corrected, correct it, and then you may feel good about it.
Okay, sir. So with yourself, sir, you're already 90 to 95%, sir, you're trusting sa Wikipedia, sir. So where is your 5%?
My 5% goes where if I need to write a research paper, I don't use it at all because my professors may not accept my work.
So, to conclude that Wikipedia is not... Wikipedia is not 100% accurately to be our reliable resources.
Of course, but yes. In as much as we
like from our book, and the key is your research. Don't use everything that you have.
To account of that, don't believe everything that you read. one source.
Yes, sir. Can we say that deep Asia is reality?
Almost a deep reality.
Okay, sir. Anyway, I'm John Mars from Philippine Normal University.
Okay, John Mars, stop being John. Deep Asia. Please, is that a